Hey there, welcome to Monster Cat's Mix Contest, where real home DJs showcase their mixing talents to win real prizes. Here, let me show you. Each season, finalists from all over the world face off on the show to earn the votes of our elite judges. They must come up with the most creative mix only using our music. But there could only be one season champion. So let's get right into it, because it all starts right now on this season of the Mix Contest. Hey everyone, what is up? Welcome back to the Mix Contest. Today, we have a very special episode and something we've never done on the show before, and I'm very excited. We are going behind the scenes. We're going to be talking to all of our finalists that are still in the contest right now, and we're going to be asking them some personal questions and also just what it was like to be on this season. I'm really excited for it. We're also going to be announcing very shortly who is going to be advancing into the finals next week to join Ethany and Darby. But before that, I do want to thank our prize sponsors for this season who put together an amazing prize bundle. We have Pioneer DJ, HyperX, and Label Radar. So before we get started, let's figure out who is advancing into the finals, and let's throw it away to our season host, Rocket Man. Take it away.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Rocket Man, your season's host, and what a season it's been so far. Last week, we had our battle back competition between four finalists trying to get back into the finale. We had Enderin, Note, Underscore Quantum, and Mikey give it their absolute best. And unfortunately, only one of them can claim that third and final spot. And we're going to announce that right now. So the home DJ that will be joining Ethany and Darby in our finale is Enderin. Congratulations. Cannot wait to see how you perform one last time. To Note, Underscore Quantum, and Mikey, guys, I cannot explain how close this competition was this year. You absolutely blew it out of the water. And to give you some feedback as well, and for Enderin, Darby, and Ethany, here's a look at our elite judges and what you can do to get ready for the finale.
What's up, everyone? This is Feathervane. To Mikey, Underscore Quantum, and Note, huge thank you for being a part of the season of the Mix Contest. This has been an insane season to judge, and all of you showed amazing talent in that battle back challenge. But in the end, we only had to choose one, and it was a rough decision. We didn't take it lightly. I think everyone deserved it. If we could send all of you, we could. But we couldn't, unfortunately. Yeah, you should all be very proud of yourselves, because you all deserve those finalist positions. As for Enderin, this is it. Huge comeback is right here, all the way from full circle into the finale. So that's pretty crazy. You're the first finalist to ever do something like this. And you should not take this finale mix lightly. So keep those ideas up, keep that energy high, because you're gonna need to give it your all for this finale. You're up against Darby and Ethany, two very talented people. So it's gonna be a harsh competition. But here's some tips that might help you enhance that finale mix. In the Elite Judges panel, we did notice some muddy EQing here and there for your battle back mix. So make sure to smooth that over, watch your low end, because that detail could really make or break your mix, and it could make the difference between second, third, or even first place. So yeah, if you have a great idea, make sure it's clean, make sure it's EQ'd well. Another thing would be watch your mood consistency. Try not to clash moods, because in your battle back mix, you did have a little bit of that, especially with the Million Days a cappella right after Oblivion. It's kind of that super heavy track into mellow a cappella, didn't really work too well. Same goes for Evil Inside into the Believe a cappella, didn't really work either. It's not the kind of thing we want to hear in the finale. But you have 18 minutes to fill, so you might have a little bit more space, a little bit more wiggle room there. So yeah, we're expecting great things from you. And we're also expecting great things from Darby and Ethany. Y'all are amazing. This is going to be a crazy finale to judge and a crazy finale to listen to. Could not be more excited. So yeah, thanks again to everyone in the season for being a part of this contest. And thanks for letting me serve as an elite judge. This has been so much fun. And yeah, best of luck to everyone. Peace.
Hey everyone, Monster here. First and foremost, I would like to give massive props to all the finalists who have participated in this year's season. Mikey, Underscore Quantum, and Note, you should all give yourselves pats on the backs, because this battle back challenge was very hard to make a decision on, and you've given it your all these past weeks. Another big congratulations to Enderin, Ethany, and Darby for all making it to the finals. You all deserved it. For Darby, I have a few tips for you to keep in mind going into this final round. It's been awesome to see you blossom since last year, as you have done some absolutely mind-blowing mashups this season, but something I've noticed is there could be some work in some more fine-tuning when it comes to your transitions, EQing, and voluming. Touching on transitions, in your Artist Mentors mix, when you were bringing in the Virtual Riot remix of Quantum, the bass suddenly came out of nowhere as you were playing it, and it was a bit jarring. And also when you were trying to transition between different parts of the fire, the vocals were clashing on top of each other from the layers. Touching on EQing, there was the DMB drop in which Warhead's first bar kick would come in a little too loud and clash with the bass of Elevate. Lastly, to touch on voluming, when Are We Still Young was playing with Hero's Seth Austin remix, I could barely make out that the Heroes remix was playing. It was a little bit too quiet as it didn't pop through in that mash. If you work on those little fine tunes to match up with the level of your mashups, your mixes would excel greatly. Good luck to everyone in the finals. I'm really excited to hear what everyone comes up with for this finale. Thank you to all the finalists this year for making amazing mixes.
Yo, what's up everybody? It's your boy Duality here. I want to start off my section with just saying that everyone's mixes in the Battle Back section were crazy. The amount of improvement that we saw in everyone's mixes was unexpected and made for our discussions deciding who would move on the hardest that I could ever think of, maybe since ever. To underscore Quantum, Note, and Mikey, you guys brought techniques and tricks that I've never seen before used in the contest, and I think did an extremely great job at keeping up with the tempo that you usually see in the mix contest. Participating is no easy feat, and I want you guys to give yourselves a pat on the back for making it as far as you guys have gone. Maybe for the next mix contest, we can have all of the eliminated finalists come together like one big transformer to participate as a fourth finalist. Jokes aside, I want to extend my congratulations to everyone moving on to the finals, that being Ethani, Enderin, and Darby. This is the first time we're ever going to have three finalists in the finale, and I'm extremely excited to hear how these mixes will play out in the finals. To Ethani, at the very beginning of the contest, I described your mix as being the textbook definition of a good mix. Throughout the contest, you've proven yourself as a worthy contender and have managed to continue to increase the ante on your mixes. With that said, I also said at the beginning of the contest that I'm looking forward to seeing how you continue to write that textbook. One of two main things that I want you to keep a focus on in the production of your finale mix is volume. I feel like you've done a really great job at including subtle details in your mixes and songs that people might catch on to as a little Easter egg. But sometimes I've also had the issue of not being sure whether or not a song you included was intended to be a minor detail or to be a forefront that supports to the mix. Two quick examples I'm gonna throw in is your Tom Fall mashup at the end of your Mentor mix. I think a couple of the samples that you switched between at the end with all of the reprises could have been a bit more equal to each other. And for your mashup of Work and Shut It Down at the beginning of your Mentor mix, where I think Work could have probably been a bit louder so that it was equal or on par to Shut It Down. And for the second point, just to have a bit more thought into what you decide to mash when it comes to songs and acapellas. For this, I'm gonna briefly mention your Odin's Ghost and Cave Me In mashup, along with your Cave Me In and Truth and Malice mashup. While on paper, both mashups were very similar in that they were both in the same key and in the same tempo, I think there's an argument to be made that the Cave Me In and Truth and Malice mashup worked a lot better in that they both felt like they fit together in more than just being the same key, as opposed to the Odin's Ghost and the Cave Me In mashup, where they just didn't feel like they fit quite right, despite working well on paper. To everyone participating in the finale, we are reaching a point in the contest where every single detail matters down to the second. As a personal recommendation to everyone, if you haven't spent as much time refining details and going through your mixes, I would definitely give at least a couple days just to go through every single moment to make sure that each part of your mix sounds exactly as how you want it to sound. Anyways, I won't hold you guys back any longer. Good luck to everyone involved, and I'm so excited to see what you guys have for us. Till next time, I'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Feathervane, Monster, and Duality. You guys have absolutely nailed it as judges this year. Really appreciate your time. And so now, Note underscore Quantum and Mikey will be joining the three elite judges in our finale to decide our season six champion. Very excited for that. That'll be next week's episode. But for now, let's talk about what's up for grabs in the championship.
For first place and valued at over $2,000, we have $500 in cash, a Flex X6 provided by Pioneer DJ. We have two VM50 monitors provided by Pioneer DJ, a Cloud Mix headset, an Alloy keyboard, a Quadcast microphone, a Pulsefire Surge mouse, and a Fury Ultra mouse pad. Those all provided by HyperX, and $200 to the Monster Cat shop. Rocketman, what do we have for second and third place, and also fourth to eighth?
We still have quite a few prizes to go through. So for our second place home DJ, we have the Cloud Alpha S headset, we have the Quadcast microphone, and $100 to the Monster Cat shop gift card. For our third place, we have a Cloud Alpha headset, a Solocast microphone, and $50 to the Monster Cat shop. And finally, fourth through eighth place, we'll all get a HyperX logo t-shirt and $50 to the Monster Cat shop. Lots up for grabs.
And we're also giving away something on this stream. What are we giving away?
Yeah, so this pair of HDJ Q1BT headphones from Pioneer DJ, one of you in chat is going to win this today, so make sure you're there.
Yes, just type exclamation Pioneer DJ in chat, and we'll be giving that away at the end of the stream, okay? Cool. We are just about ready to bring on today's finalists that we're going to speak to. So let's go over it. The first one, and really exciting, Enderin from the United States. There he is. Hello, hello. All right, let's see who else we have. We have Darby from Australia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Josh, who do we have next?
All right, coming all the way from the United Kingdom, we have Mikey. How's it going?
Hi, Mikey.
And from the United States and a veteran of this competition, Ethani. How's it going? Welcome.
Good.
From the Philippines, we have Note.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, welcome. And lastly, from the United States, underscore Quantum. Welcome.
What's going on?
Great. Well, thanks for joining us and being a part of our first Behind the Decks for the Mix contest. Just like we said at the beginning of this, we're just going to be hanging out for the next hour. I think it's going to be really, really special and like a really good moment. Josh and I have a bunch of questions that we just want to, you know, pick your brains at and see what you guys thought of the season and how you found it, and maybe some predictions on who we think is going to actually win this year. So let's start it off. Enderin, how does it feel to be the first and the finalist that came out of our Battle Back episode last week?
Well, it's something that I've been thinking about for a while, because ever since last round, I know of one person who voted for me, like that I know of personally. So that means that it's either all the judges or it's all you guys out there. And that kind of support is something that I really appreciate. And I really want to give back to you and give you one last like great mix before the season's over. Mm-hmm.
Josh, do you want to kind of see if you can remember what some of the thoughts were on the elite judges during that verdict?
Absolutely. So the elites and I always sit down after each competition and we go through all of the mixes. They've listened to them multiple times. And I think what really stood out about Enderin's mix was he took all the feedback in from the judges that had been given each week and really tried to put that into his mix. And it was really apparent in the Battle Back mix. And then also listening to the feedback that was given to the other finalists and tried to find a way to spin that into his benefit. And I think that's what ended up getting him this third and final slot.
Yeah. And truthfully, I know that Josh kept saying it every single episode, but like this season, the verdicts between the elite judges were extremely close. Like things were really coming down to just a few of these transitions within that mix. And I know for this last one too, it was really looking at the progression of the final list and the DJ throughout that season. What advice was taken and how does that compare to how they entered into this contest? So that was something that I really thought was deserving of someone to be brought back into the contest.
After the last episode, I was genuinely surprised. I thought that everybody had fantastic mixes, and I'm would have considered myself at the bottom in my own mind. So just making it not only this far, but past people this impressive is something that amazed me.
I think sometimes too, we always doubt ourselves. And I don't think that we realize a lot of times our full potential when we're not seeing it through other people's eyes. No one here, I think, is visibly within the bottom. There was no, everything was very even.
Yeah, even just talking with the judges and being a part of that for years, I've never seen the competition be this close before and just come to the most minute of details.
So, next question. Darby.
Yep.
How does it feel to also be a producer? And to my knowledge, you've also released on Aphelia and some other labels as well. How do you think that that has brought into not just your production, but also your mixing?
Yeah, I mean, being a producer is definitely sort of a difference I have against the competition. But I tried to forget that sort of mentality when going into the mix contest, because I really realized week one that it did not matter in a lot of ways. The only thing it may have helped on is like my mixing, like volume wise and dynamics and everything. But everyone here just has that skill already. So I went into it imagining that I would just write all my mixes like I write my songs and have the same emotional feel and, you know, composition, and just do what I always do with my own production. So I can't tell. People have told me that there's a certain style to my mixes, especially Jason from when he was helping out.
Jason Sandell, yep.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just had fun with it. And it's the same that I do with my production. And, you know, labels like Aphelia seem to like my music. So Monster Cat liking my mixes for the same reason makes sense.
Is there, I feel like there's a few others out here that also produce either, you know, publicly or even just to themselves. Does anyone want to kind of chime in on maybe any skills that have being a producer could lend towards mixing in a contest like this?
Being able to sample stuff really well and like include down your mixes really helps out if you're a producer.
Yeah,
like, it sounds a lot more cleaner.
I know I find too, year after year, it's always, I mean, the mix contest is very interesting because like it obviously has all Monster Cat music, and I think that people put listeners of Monster Cat put meaning towards different songs. So it's not even just always about finding songs that complement each other or that mix well, but it's almost this like added lore to the catalog that is also used to mix into your mixes.
Yeah, the storytelling aspect for sure, especially being able to resample and repitch stuff in ways that no one's heard before. That's probably the most interesting stuff that you can do with the producer knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Darby, you mentioned about Jason and Dell. Mikey, how did you find working with Jason and Dell during the artist mentor challenges?
Working with Jason and Dell, the lead up to like our call that we had, I was pretty nervous because like it was my first time like being in close contact with like an established like professional like radio host producer, so I was really really nervous. But he was like really respectful, really like approachable. Like I can ask him anything I wanted, and he would just give me a really nice straightforward answer. And he also like just learned a lot of like advanced tips on like mixing and how to like implement certain aspects of mixing, like mastering or whatnot. So it was just really useful.
Yeah. Well, was there anything in specific that he brought up about your mixes that, I mean, whether or not was already there and you were doing it very well, or just areas to even like explore further?
There was one area in my artist mentor mix that we were sort of discussing. It was to do with a song that I used from Vintage Morelli. I think it was Deep Abyss, like sort of drum and bass song where, so the sort of music mode that the song is in, it's not strictly just G minor. Because like Vintage Morelli, he sort of borrowed chords from like other modes like Dorian or Phrygian, like whichever one it was. I can't really figure it out in the end, but Jason basically pretty much just warned me, like, try to like be careful about like the conflicts in the music when you're using songs like that, and like try and layer it with acapellas, because originally, like, it's not in the final mix now, but originally I had it layered with an acapella from In Touch by Murdoch, and like that acapella more or less is strictly in G minor, but some chords from that acapella during this, like during the drop, would have like clashed mm-hmm. and stuff. So yeah, he just told me to like watch out for that. So
yeah, no, it's really useful. Did anyone else kind of have an interesting story or just something that from that artist mentorship specifically they found really insightful?
Yeah, I'll go, I guess. So yeah, it was pretty cool to be able to do a video call with Jason. I sort of got to take him through my project as I was working on it. I think we were about like 4 or 5 days in. Actually, yeah, it was the Wednesday following Call of the Wild and mixed contests. We called like right after that. I think Mikey and I actually both had our calls like within an hour of each other. So yeah, Jason was on top of it. But yeah, I got to take him through my project file. He really just sort of picked my brain, and like any questions I had, I could really go in depth with it. Whether it was like a transition, mm-hmm. A mashup, any sort of like acapella work, like he has so much knowledge, and but yeah, just being able to take him through that project was pretty cool.
Josh, did you want to go over? So Josh and I have written down some kind of mashups that we really found stuck out this season. And I know that we wrote a few that did actually come from the artist mentorship. So I'd be interested to hear from some of these finalists to see if, like, if this was an original idea, if this was kind of like a collab between the artist mentorship.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's start off. Ethani, we had that just beautiful Xylent mashup from Artist Mentors. And what's the mix contest without Xylent? Do you want to give us so look into that?
Yeah, what was it, the Particles one? Yeah, that I don't know. It was a lot of trial and error. Particles was definitely not the first song, you know, I tried to transition out of, because it was one of the Tom Fall songs that I used. And to go from Tom Fall to like a Xylent was weird. So it wasn't my first choice, but it worked. And it was also going from 4-4 to like 6-8 time signature. So, but I made it work. And then I played around with the, what I did with the Victory, the sampling there. I played around with that a lot. Like the melody was totally different at first, and I had sent a version of that over to Jason, and he said he loved it. And then even though he said he loved it, you know, I kept listening to it over and over again. Like, I almost got not sick of it, but like I sort of told myself, I'm like, this needs to be changed up just a little bit to, you know, really pop. So I sampled Victory, and I think I sort of made a melody a lot like Hold Fast. So two songs of that EP by San Holo, and then Particles kind of carried everything together, and came out pretty cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was a fun one. And Darby, we had that Hide and Seek mashup from Artist Mentors Part 2. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that one. It was just fun.
That was a lot. It was one of the first things I made in the project. And it came off like a 3-minute intro that I'd been working on for only like an hour. And then that little drop took literally 3 hours. I'm not kidding. I don't know how I managed to put in the Wildlife remix of Hide and Seek. That's just such a offbeat song in so many ways. And especially in that key, I picked 3A. Sorry, I'm not the best at music theory, but 3A is on the harmonic wheel because it has like the least amount of songs and is the hardest mix or key for me to mix always when I DJ. So I was like, okay, I'm going to challenge myself. And yeah, I just spent forever trying to make, I'm pretty sure Feathervane called it like basically a remix, trying to resample and filter and do all these crazy effects in there. And Jason, when I finally got to him only a couple days before the competition, because both our schedules were kind of busy, he was just like, this is great. This is really good. And that's so validating at like the very end of a long, that was like a 27 something minute mix. At the very end of that, just to hear Jason go like, yeah, I like how this sounds. That was very good to hear. And then the chat and everyone on the day really liked it. So yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah, actually I have a question on that too. How do you, it must be very rewarding watching chat during any of these episodes, and even knowing when you know what's going to come or the transitions or just what you have in your mix, but still waiting to see that chat reaction. And when you get it, it usually is very validating. Does anyone want to kind of talk about that?
Because of my time zone, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. just to watch the mix contest live. And, you know, even so early in the morning, it's still such an exhilarating feeling for me to just be able to like listen to my mix and to the other finalist mixes. And just to see like everybody's reaction, it's sort of like, it gets me hyped up like so early in the morning, and it's such a good feeling. But yeah.
Does anyone get the feeling too during the contest after your mix or even before your mix and you're listening to someone else's mix and you hear something incredible in it and you're kind of like, oh man.
Absolutely. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. All the time.
It's the most fun kind of crushing.
This is why I try to hold off from listening to it until the actual day of the show.
So you have a very interesting style as well, and it kind of comes from a lot of sampling. Do you kind of want to explain a bit more kind of where that came from and how you kind of see your style?
To be completely honest, like before the mix contest, I never really had that idea or sense that I had a mix style, or that like the mashups that I was making were anything super unique from everybody else's. So really for me, it just came down to whenever I was making a mix or a mashup, how could I make this song something that the audience hasn't heard yet before? Because whenever you're listening to something that just like throws you off guard, then like that can really make things more exciting, at least in my opinion. And I think what really helped was just talking to other Wildcats or other mix contest finalists, and just like also listening to how they made mashups, how they made mixes. It sort of inspired me to like work on how I made my own mixes and mashups.
Very good. So something I just want to show up for everybody watching at home or listening, and I'll call out the numbers here, but just a show of hands, if you could put up how many times you submitted to this contest over the years. I want to know. So we got 4 from Enderin, we got 4 from Ethani, 4 from Mikey, 5 from underscore Quantum, 4 from Note, and 2 from Darby. So like, if you're wanting to get into this contest, it takes a lot of time. And if you don't get in 1 year, keep trying the year after and the year after, because your skills are going to get better. And I mean, even this season alone, 4 people on this call are brand new to the competition. And underscore Quantum, let's throw it to you. First off, I see your little cat in the background. Hello. How was it being a rookie for you this year?
It's a very interesting experience, I think, because my dad is being loud in the background. It's a very interesting experience, I think, because it's like, there's these names that you've kind of looked up to for the past 5 or 6 years. And then suddenly it's like, oh, I'm here next to them. And it's like, I'm here next to people who have been doing this at least three times now. So it's overwhelming at first, for me at least, but then you get to the point where you're actually doing the mixing and you're actually, you know, watching chat, listening to your mix live, and it's like, yeah, I can do this. So it's an interesting cycle, but it's one that I'm happy that I got to experience.
Yeah, I imagine that, like, at first, that first feeling is like a sense of kind of intimidation and maybe like self-doubt, but you know, everyone is selected based off of their mix hand-picked by us. Like, there's a reason why we pulled you guys in, and it's because not just even me, but Josh and the elite judges as well. We usually have all these spreadsheets and we all vote, and everyone that's in here is usually the best of the best. It is the best of the best. So, I mean, sometimes I kind of want to show that, but can't really show that part of it. But sometimes I want to show that just so that you guys can see too, that, like, you know, you guys are here for a reason.
Absolutely.
With that, Ethani, you've had multiple contests now. You're a mixed contest vet. How has your approach in this season kind of changed from year to year, and kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, that's definitely a loaded question, but I guess a good way to start is just kind of learning from past experiences. Especially 2018, like, I look back on some of my mixes from 2018 and, like, this is a good thing to look at, like, what not to do, you know? So, yeah, definitely, I feel like I've learned so much, and especially this year, I'm not backing down. I'm in the finals now for my second time, I gotta go all out, and yeah, try to give that 110% and play to my strengths, but, you know, at the same time, try to go out of my comfort zone a little bit and try to do something crazy, something new. So,
yeah. I actually want to ask you a question too, because I think other people have probably felt this, but you know, that feeling where you may doubt yourself. I know that you know, a couple years ago too, when you were in the contest, I totally saw your side, that you were kind of questioning whether or not you'd want to come back, just because you had been in the contest a few times, and because you hadn't won, it obviously kind of like digs a little bit at that motivation. However, I feel like you're back and you're back stronger, and there has been some positive of that. So maybe you can kind of talk a bit about that, because I feel like a lot of people have those little bit of need that motivation boost.
For sure. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, definitely. It can, you know, it can be difficult, for sure. But I mean, I sort of look back, especially last year, the challenge I got eliminated in, I'll say it was actually Rocketman's challenge, the liftoff. That was, you know, even though I was eliminated, it was still one of my most favorite challenges in any season. Had so much fun with that one. That challenge specifically, I do remember, it was primarily audience voting, but I think I got two out of the three elite judge votes. And so that sort of told me, like, all right, at least the guys up top really seem to like what I've got going on. So I'm going to keep at it. And the Twitch reactions, like, seeing all of that really keeps me motivated. So, yeah, even though I haven't won yet, I'm trying my best, and it's so nice to see all of that. So,
I almost totally forgot about those curated, like, custom challenges.
I did too.
Yeah,
I think next year gonna bring that back.
Yeah, you heard it here first. So talking about the finale, since that's what's on everybody's mind right now, and there's three people in it this year. First time we've ever done this in six seasons of the mix contest. What was everyone's thought reaction on the big twist on the battle back challenge?
I keep it going. I wish this was around a couple of years ago. That's all I'll say. But, no, it's definitely cool to see, like, you know, although it technically reduces my odds, like, it was really, really cool to see East 4 get another chance. And they all knocked it out of the park. So I can't imagine how, you know, how difficult the decision process was.
Well, I found out when I was still unsure if I was in Showdown. So it meant I was making two mixes at once, basically, because I wasn't sure if I was going to get through or not. So it was very exciting. It definitely added a good twist to the show, but from an actual contestant's perspective, wow, it threw me off in a lot of ways. It's really good that Enderin's now in the final, I think. I think it's very good that we get to have more people have a chance at winning again. And people have obviously improved, and it just gives, ultimately people more time to make more fun mixes. But yeah, it's just slightly less odds, as Fanny said, and should be interesting. I mean, I'll agree with Darby. I had in the back of my mind, like, a thought, like, maybe it's not over. Maybe, like, you can do something else, at least one more mix just for, like, the fun of it. I expected even less that it would be me. So I'm still floored by that. But like Darby said, more people means less odds, but it means you get to have more fun because you can make a shorter mix that's more dense and you spend more time on each section and really make it what it wants, like, what you've always wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Note, what was your most challenging challenge this season?
Ooh. Well, since we're talking about the battle back mix, I think for me, it was definitely the battle back mix. Because even if there weren't any, like, if there weren't any restrictions, per se, placed on us, aside from the time limit, just, I guess, knowing that there's a second shot at the finals, and on top of, like, all of the feedback given by the judges in the past, it made for a much more interesting scenario, I think. Mm-hmm. And at least for me, as a finalist. It was a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm.
Mikey, what was your favorite mashup that you've made this season?
My favorite mashup. Well, if I'm allowed to say, I think I have like two.
You're allowed to say two.
Okay, cool. The first one would have to be a sort of mashup that I did between Amnesia and Rocking in my submission mix from the opening ceremony. Because I got to, like, you know, manipulate Amnesia into triplets, which sounded really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And then mashing that with like a few cuts from Rocking, I think it just makes something really groovy that I was really proud of. And everyone seems to love it as well.
I can tell you Darby definitely did, looking at his reaction.
I listened to all those mixes so many times. I really like them.
And my second one was actually the Hold On Me mashup that I did in the Artist Mentor mix, where I teased a bit of Rolls Royce. Like, I teased the drop from Rolls Royce, but then I switched it immediately into Hold On Me instead. I matched it with samples from Rolls Royce Still, as well as Wake Up by Grant. And then I included the second drop as well, where I tried to do like vocal chops with the Ultimate acapella, and like even included some like pitch bending and stuff as well. It was very experimental. And I think Feather Vane, when he was giving me feedback, he was like, you know, it's a bit too ambitious maybe, and people didn't resonate with it as much, but which I understood and totally understood, but like, I mean, still, it was just really, really fun to make, like, at that time. So
good. That is fantastic.
Darby, what was your most challenging mashup, and then your favorite mashup, and then the most challenging mashup for you to make? Maybe the same ones.
Yeah, they might be the same ones. I don't know. There were some very old mashups that I made like 2 years ago that I knew I wanted to include. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but I think the most challenging / fun one was in my first first episode mix where I did like, it was in the full circle. I did like a double dubstep drop and both of them had at least like 6 songs in both the drops. The first one having like 10 because I love to spam songs when I don't know what to do. So both of them,
the amount of songs that you guys include.
Yeah. Both of them took like 5 hours and it was because I really, really wanted to make like something amazing. And at like the 4.5 hour point, I like started chopping up Hold Fast into like the rhythm and keys of the dubstep match that I'd already made. And I realized that like, it was actually good. I didn't think it was good until then. And then it suddenly became my favorite mashup ever. There was so many tidbits to that. It took so long and it was just like a very gratifying end to that mix. And then to transition it into a second dubstep drop with Pegboard Nerds mashup and then going into Shaku at the end and then handing it off pretty well to Rubik, in my opinion. I thought that was really good.
Sweet. Yeah, let's keep this going, kind of speed round. Underscore Quantum, what's your favorite mashup that you did this season? And it may be one or two, but... Or what's the first one that kind of comes to your head?
I don't know if you'd really call it a mashup, but in the Battle Back mix that I made, there's a section with Soltorque's Solar Wind and a bunch of cool acapellas and stuff. They aren't actually acapellas. They're just things that I just EQ'd the crap out of. So I think that's my favorite just because of how well it flows and how well it flows into and out of the sections around it, which are also both in different keys. So the fact that it works is really what makes it my favorite, but I think that's what I'm going to have to go with.
Great. Enderin, and I got a different question for you. What is your favorite mashup of yours and then one that you remember from someone else?
So I guess I'll start with the one I remember from someone else's. It's Darby's Shaku. Is it Shaku? Shaku? Shaku.
Yeah,
Shaku. It's Shaku. I mean, Chad was saying all killer, no filler, and they were right. It blew me away. In terms of my favorite, I feel like in my submission mix, my Mercy edit that I did, it was something I kind of just sat down and was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to edit this. And I started moving stuff. I was like, all right, well, if this burst was moved back like a beat, what could I do with that? And I was like, all right, it's a bit dirty. And then I kept going. I was like, oh no, this is getting kind of filthy. And I just kept going and going and evolving. And I was like, yeah, I like this. I think this is going to be my big finale. I think it's something to remember me by.
Great. Ethani, you're up. Favorite of yours, favorite of someone else.
Okay. I'll say, I think my personal favorite of mine would be the Particles one that I did, but we've already mentioned that. So I'll say in my submission mix, I did a little combination of You Rise by Xylent and Medusa by Pixel Terror. And I think that combo has been done like 4 times now, including Mix Legends. So that's pretty cool. And each time it's been a little different, and I'll say my favorite so far from someone else would be in the Battle Back mix, actually, last week. Mikey's take on that combination was really, really killer. I thoroughly enjoyed that one.
I have to ask, maybe you've told me this before, where did the fresh sample come from?
Oh my gosh. I think I first used that in my 2018 submission, and I can't remember if I used it in the rest of the challenges in 2018, but
because it's been used in almost every challenge.
Yeah, any chance, right? Any chance I can get to use it, I'll take that chance. I mean, I couldn't really last year in the last couple of challenges because the last 2 challenges that I did in 2019 were Duality's Hidden Gems and Fresh was uploaded, so I couldn't use it there. And then how was I going to work Fresh into a Liftoff mix? You tell me. But yeah, any other chance I can get to use that sample. I don't know. It just kind of stuck with me ever since 2018. And I think I used it twice in my 2019 submission too. So I really just kind of lean into that. Like the chat seems to like it. They spam it in all caps whenever they hear it. So Yeah.
And then Note, let's end with you because I didn't ask you this specific question. What's your favorite mashup that you made and one from someone else?
Sorry, I'm kind of blanking on the favorite mashup of somebody else's. Just because
I mean
there's like a lot of moments and it's kind of hard for me to remember them all. But I have to say though, I remember listening to Darby's mix during the Artist Mentor Challenge. And that mix, like, really, there were a lot of moments in that mix that really just made me go like, wow, this guy deserves a spot in the finals. That wasn't meant to be like a shot spot for you guys. So I guess the first, my favorite mashup would probably have to be during the Full Circle mix. I think I did Board Game and Dying by Slippy. That mashup, it just hit me like the right way. And then going in from that drop to a hardstyle drop with The Monster by Scandal, the Alpha Vibes remix. Sometimes you just get a mashup that's just like, wow. And I think that did it for me.
It's fantastic. Well, before we keep grilling you on questions, we do need to also re-announce that we have this pair of HDJ Q1 BT headphones from Pioneer DJ in chat. Dan, why don't you tell them what the exclamation mark is?
Just type exclamation Pioneer DJ in chat and we'll be giving that away in I think a few minutes because I think we're almost getting to the end of today's Behind the Decks episode. So once again, you know, thank you to all of our prize sponsors this year. We have Pioneer DJ, HyperX, and Label Radar. They put together an amazing bundle and one of these finalists here will be winning the grand prize. Everyone here will be winning a prize, but one will be winning the grand prize and getting the title of mix champion. I think we can maybe ask one more question and maybe wrap this up. I
think I've got this one.
All right.
This is going to be the best transition of the season right here. All of you are walking away with something physically. What are you taking away mentally? Underscore Quantum, why don't you start us off?
I think there's maybe not one big thing, but there are a lot of small things that I've been hearing throughout the season that I think I'll be aware of now. It's like from like way back in like the first feedback streams, I think you mentioned just turning off warp mode on some tracks. It just improves the audio quality in a way that my not audio engineer ears can't hear.
Spread the word.
Yeah. And then there was other stuff too, like just replacing snares during mashups with cuts. It's like, it's just little things that I wouldn't have initially thought of or put time into that really make a huge difference. So I guess the big thing is take the feedback when you can get it. So don't take it for nothing.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, none of you are alone out here. Everybody's willing to listen to your mixes. So take in what you can. Mikey, what are you walking away with?
There was a mantra that you kept preaching like since the feedback streams, less is more. So including a lot of like different samples from many different songs and like working them to the best of your ability can always be like really like, extravagant, really fun to listen to. But also, you know, don't be afraid to, like, if you don't feel like you need that many songs in a mix, like especially a short mix, then you really don't have to like overload like a 9-minute, 11-minute mix with like tons of songs. You can just find a way to like tell a good story with just like a nice, like decent amount of songs, like as many as 15 or even lower than that. So you don't need to like be too ambitious with how many songs you include. Just make sure you tell a good story.
Tell a good story. Yeah.
Sometimes what I find too, to help with that, that note, less is more, because you're going to find that that feedback works so much in life. A lot of times though, when you're creating something, it's okay to have it very chaotic at first. Like you have all these ideas out there. It's okay to have it like that. But then usually what happens is you relook at that and you really kind of see what is working, what is not working, or what is excess. And you kind of trim that down. And eventually you kind of get to a point where it's like the best of the best. And that's what you end up kind of finishing with. And it's knowing how to get to that point that really is a matured version of that skill.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mikey. Note, you want to keep us going here?
I think for me, my takeaway was that, like I mentioned earlier, I think the mix contest really helped me to, I guess, find my own mixing style or sort of establish it. Because like I said, I didn't really have any sense of that before the mix contest. And it was only until like the feedback stream when I watched you guys do feedback on my stream, on my mix. It really helped me like reflect, I guess. Like, okay, this is my style. And I think from there, like, it will only help me to like be able to improve or change up my mixes. So, yeah.
And I think with like when people determine their style, you obviously don't need to, you shouldn't ever just be fixed to that. It's almost just like a launching point, and it's one area that you can like realize that this is what makes me unique. And knowing that you can do that area really well allows you to combine it with other styles and other approaches, and it puts you apart from everyone. I always, even outside of the mix contest, like an advice that I really like giving is, to combine your passions, right? Like this is not just about music or just mixing and being a DJ, but like anything. All of us have a different like interest background, different hobbies, different things that we're good at. And by combining those, you can kind of create really unique opportunities. And those usually are going to be a different combination than someone else. And it really kind of allows you to stand apart and stand out from either your competition in this case, or just like gets you further in whatever field you're working in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Note. If you guys missed it at the beginning, Note_Quantum and Mikey will now be joining our elite judges and forming our jury to determine the champion of season 6, which leaves our 3 remaining finalists, Enderin, Ethani, and Darby. And I'm going to ask you guys the same question. I know you're not done yet, but starting off with Ethani, what are you walking away from this competition with?
As fun and as interesting as mashups are in mixes, it's not necessarily about the destination. I think I'm putting an emphasis on the journey. So I guess what that means is, my transitions. That's what I'm putting the most focus on, especially going into the showdown, the finale. I think I want to prioritize keeping my mixes as clean as possible, and then I think that'll definitely help my mashups shine, definitely want to put more of an emphasis on transitions.
Fantastic.
Yeah, other than that, I'm just trying to take some breaks and now and then, because it's definitely a mental grind, so breaks are definitely being had, and they're important.
It is.
So
fantastic. All right, Darby, you already know what's coming. What are you walking away with?
Yeah, I'm just really stressed at the moment. August has been so like rewarding, but so stressful because of the mix contest. I sacrificed a lot of time for this because I spend more time on the mixes than I do on my own songs. I like paused all my collaborations and everything because I really wanted to do this. And it just made me appreciate like the mashup mixing community so much more. Like I've always preached, I've tried and I will continue to preach the Wildcats and everyone in that sphere and community about how talented they are and how much like compared to artists, they are doing like double the work and getting half as much appreciation in my opinion. So I just got a first person perspective at like, oh my God, this is so much effort. Like shout out to Silver Skies, who's my friend and who's been in the competition before. And you know, I've talked to him, I'm like, did you seriously actually put in this much work each week? He's like, yes, yes, I've been telling you, this is like the hardest thing ever. Like you weren't ready for it. And I really wasn't. So it's just made me like get over a lot of stress in terms of music where normally I give up all the deadlines and stuff. Just good stress and pushing through it has just made me appreciate what I'm capable of and what everyone's capable of in here. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, unless you've been in the mix contest, it's really hard to describe the amount of time and effort and just mental stability you have to have going through and keep going on in this competition. It's very challenging. Very challenging.
I remember Josh was reminding me the other day, I guess the season that he competed on, what was it? The finale where the rule was that you couldn't reuse any song that you had used in the contest. And I think that was just kind of like sprung upon you guys just right before it. Like, oh, here's a twist.
It was. And that was the season that we really started putting a lot more tracks in the mixes, but nowhere close to where we are now with season 6.
It's insane the amount of tracks that you guys are putting in these mixes.
So yeah, Enderin, last one to make it into the finale. What are you walking away with?
So I guess like, For 3 years before this, when I wouldn't make it, I'd be like, okay, this is a difficult thing to do. This takes a lot of commitment. Is this something that I would even be able to do? Could I have this much talent and put in this much effort? Would I have the time for that? And now I think I don't need to answer those questions. I know what it's like. And according to you guys, I've done it pretty well. I guess I've learned that like, you should never let what's up in your head stop you, because it's what's up in your head that's going to keep you going and consistently make you better. And if it weren't for me trusting my ability and myself, I wouldn't be able to do what I do among all of these fantastic people in this call right now. You guys are all fantastic, and I'm really excited to show you what I've got one last time.
I'm so excited for Showdown. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so excited for Showdown.
That was a great way to end it, Enderin. And honestly, I want to mimic that as well. Like it's amazing to have all of you on this call. Each of you are incredibly talented. I'm looking at all your faces right now, and like I can remember listening to each of your mixes at some point this season and being like, oh yeah, like you know, sometimes Josh and I just kind of joke. We can't vote, but like sometimes we joke about, you know, voting and whatnot. And I've at one point voted for every single one of you guys, being like, yes, like, you know, this person needs to move on, this person needs to move on. But it's so it was like so even. So really, thank you, each of you, for committing the amount of time that you did and putting the amount of detail and energy into your mixes and taking it very seriously. And I think that not only does it show, but it really encourages people after this season to give that same amount of quality in their mixes.
Absolutely. You all have just risen the bar to a whole new level that I never saw it getting to. So congratulations to each and every one of you for doing that.
Great. Well, that is it for our first ever Behind the Deck stream. Next week, like Rockman said, we're going to be watching Enderin, Ethani, and Darby battle it out for first place. Then Note, Mikey, _Quantum, our elite judges. And do we have a community vote next week? No.
No.
Do not have a community vote. It is entirely an elite judges, and you guys are going to be deciding who is going to be the season's winner. Once again, thank you to our prize sponsors, Pioneer DJ, Label Radar, and HyperX. And also, we are now in chat going to be revealing the winner of our Pioneer DJ headphones. So type one last chance in like 10 seconds, we're ending it. Type exclamation Pioneer DJ in chat. And yeah, we'll find out in chat who's going to win. That's about it. Rockman, do you have anything final to say before we wrap up?
I mean, join us next week for the finale. We're going to have three incredible mixes, and after that, we'll be crowning the season's champion. So, not one you want to miss. Be there. We'll see ya.
Cool. Bye, everyone, and we'll see all of you guys soon.
Thank you all for joining.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, guys.